Welcome back to the show. We're talking about an issue that really has me fired up tonight. The NCAA has very quietly instituted a rule now that their student athletes, and I use that very liberally because I don't think it applies anymore, but the college athletes can work up to 24 straight days now, according to the NCAA. I don't understand what kind of credibility they have after implementing this policy, again, very quietly last fall. Not a lot of people picked up on it, but people are picking up on it now. I'd love to hear from you on this. 504-260-1870 is the phone number. You can text me, 870-870. Let's bring on in Bill Hughes, columnist for the Herald Standard in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, to talk about this. Bill wrote an article online and in the paper about this topic. Bill, how are you doing today?
I'm well, Seth. How are you guys doing?
I'm well. I don't think college athletes are going to be very well after this move, Bill. The one thing that really struck me about this is it seemed like a move in back rooms filled with smoke and darkness and all sorts of whispers. This was something done out of the light of day and certainly something that it sounds like is going to harm student athletes.
Yeah, you're right about that. And it seems that it started last August, apparently, through the research I did and information online through the Sun Belt Conference. And you know, I didn't really hear anything about it. And, you know, the other sports writers in the area or the Pittsburgh area here that I'm friends with and I know professionally, nobody really knew about it. Because when this broke, you know, I made a few calls and also to some athletic departments. Off the record, nobody wants to talk. You know, and I understand that. A lot of people were just like, wow, where'd this come from?
Bill, I don't understand this from an athlete's perspective. How in the world are they supposed at all to focus on their studies when you could work up to 24 straight days under these new rules?
And yeah, that's the perspective I took as well. And when I first thought about writing the column, because I do, as a freelance sports writer in the Pittsburgh area, the Herald does give me the platform to do a weekly college sports column on Wednesdays, and I actually do a pro wrestling column on Sundays as well. But as soon as I saw this, I was like, wow, I have to do a piece on it. And I spoke. I immediately called some of the student athletes that I know. There's a couple from the area that are Division I athletes, and I did quote them for the piece. Emily Zimkowski, who will be a junior swimmer at Liberty, and Caitlin Slegis, who will be a senior basketball player at Bucknell. And I was instantly of the perspective, like, this is awful, this isn't going to work. But the way they explained it to me is that, you know, even on days off, you know, it can still be worked where they're not necessarily practicing and doing physical things, where they might just be in the trainer's room or doing film study or something along those lines. And they both felt that, you know, the coaches that they have now or have had in the past, they've always had a grasp on things. And they say pretty much it's going to be on the head coaches with these sports to make sure that they're able to balance everything with the studies for the student athletes. Obviously, the academics are supposed to come first. And with the physical aspect of things, with, you know, the athletic aspect.
Well, how in the world can we ever take the NCAA seriously or any of these schools seriously when they say, yeah, these are student athletes, emphasis on the student part after something like this, Bill? It flies in the face of credibility.
And it's a great question. And when in the first sentence of the piece, I talked about how, you know, they're going to come across as hypocritical. And I'm curious to see too, the information. I'm still gathering information for this Wednesday's column, how the NCAA did two more rule changes with the whole redshirting and with the transfers. And it's just, again, you know, the way you put it before, it's almost like, you know, things are being done in a dark room out of nowhere. And the people that bash the NCAA now, it's just going to be easier for them to continue to do that.
Yeah, indeed.
And for the people that support the NCAA, you know, I can't speak for them, but, you know, their perspective may be that, you know, hey, we're trying to tweak things to make things right for the student athlete. But again, which end of the table are you sitting on?
Talking to Bill Hughes, he's a columnist for the Herald Standard in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, talking about the NCAA's decision to take away student athletes' guaranteed one day off. They can now work up to, under certain situations, 24 straight days without a break here. And Bill, I know this came from the Sun Belt, but it sounds like it was approved by pretty much everybody across the country. Who was this voted on by? Was it just the conference commissioners? Was it actual ADs who approved this?
You know what, in the research I did in talking to people, I didn't personally get a clarification on that. So, I mean, I don't know if it was just the Sun Belt voted on it, went to the NCAA, and then it was taken to the commissioners of the different conferences. So I'm not 100% sure on it.
So how does it work? Do you know how it works with labor laws? Where I guess these are considered salaried employees somehow, because in any kind of normal wage scenario here, and I know it's you're talking about college athletes, college student athletes, I suppose. I know we talk about not using that term, but I don't know the situation here. It just seems like labor laws or some kind of regulations would say, hey, you can't do this to kids. We can't do this to anybody 24 straight days without a day off.
And it's funny because some of the readers that read the column emailed me and were saying the same things. And the first thing that popped in my mind was a couple years ago, if you remember back, when Northwestern, they were talking about, the football team was talking about forming a union. And I was like, labor laws, you know, union. And again, okay, so the players are getting a small stipend on top of the scholarship. But it's just, there's a fine line there. There really is.
What about the actual institution here, the NCAA? They're making literally millions, and well, if you look at the NCAA basketball tournament, billions of dollars off of these athletes. They say that they're compensated with an education, Bill, but they're not able to get an education with this. I don't understand in what world these athletic directors or conference commissioners, whoever the heck voted on this, because I guess we don't know what kind of world they live in.
It's almost like they everybody, you know, always hears about LeBron James wanting to control the narrative. And you know, you look at it from this perspective where the NCAA is, you know, trying to control the narrative. They're trying to do, in their eyes, what's best for the student-athletes. They're being paid with scholarships and a small stipend, yet they're there. They're supposed to be getting the education, and the time is being taken away from them.
Is this some tipping point? Is this some breaking point here for this issue?
It's just another case of things piling on in terms of what the NCAA wants to do. And you know, they do make billions of dollars, and there are so many aspects involved here where, you know, the money is coming in, but how many of the sports are really bringing in the money? You know, you can't pay, you know, athletes from sports that aren't making money. You can't pay them what you're paying the football players, you know, because that's obviously the big money sport outside of the NCAA March Madness tournament. But at the same time, you have Title IX. And how many sports are truly generating money? You know, there's such a fine line there. There's so many. It's a big puzzle, and all the pieces, sometimes they're not fitting together, I guess.
Do you expect any part of this to be reversed? Anybody you talk to say, hey, this is still up for deliberation in parts of the NCAA, or does it sound like this is going to be the policy going forward?
The two student-athletes that went on record, one's a senior. Caitlin Slagis is a senior. Emily Zemkowski will be a junior. They'll be done before anything will change. They'll be graduated with exhausted their eligibility. But some of the off-the-record, you know, athletic directors, coaches, athletic personnel, academic personnel, they think there will have to be a tweak here within a couple of years because, you know, are there going to be more injuries? Because some coaches are taking it too far because they're so worried about their job that they're trying to get every last ounce out of the, you know, the student-athletes physically. Where at the same time, they're still only allowed to have so much time with them at the beginning. So it's like a checkerboard. Things are going to be moved around here, and it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, you bring up a great point there. Will the coach that's getting compensated $2-4 million to win, will he work these kids so much that they injure themselves when they're not getting paid and can be forced to work 24 straight days? It's incredible. It's incredible, Bill. What a fascinating decision and a story that we'll keep watching going forward. Really appreciate the time tonight.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thanks a lot. Best of luck to you.
Okay, there he goes. Bill Hughes, columnist for the Herald Standard in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. He wrote about this issue online at heraldstandard.com. And it's just my question to you. I want to hear from you here because I'm outraged about this. I think you'd probably hear it in my voice and my tone tonight about this issue. How in the world can the NCAA, can these conferences, can these schools look at us and tell us time and time again these are student athletes with an emphasis on the student? That's important. That's what the NCAA tells us. Doesn't seem like that anymore. 24 straight days of work? That's what now these kids will be forced to do without any real compensation, because the compensation of education, they're not going to be getting that. You tell me. Are you outraged? Do you think I'm making too much of this? What do you think? 504-260-1870 is the phone number. It's double coverage. We'll take your calls and text on this issue coming back next.